Ja, Sankirtan Stiftelsen, Sankirtan Foundation. Just some little insights and visions I got. Recently, once I started making that website, sankirtan.se, and discussing it and thinking more about it. So what we got is a place, or a, how to say, an organizational platform where quite a few different types of people can work together. Teachers who can teach media production. And that we include everything from book production, writing, editing, proofreading, layouting, pre-press work, all that, ebook production. And some who work there could later, if they want, that's the idea, that we have students who learn by working on actual projects, not just fake projects. And then they can choose if they want to use this as an education for their future professional careers. Maybe they move on, start their own production company, or together we'll get employment in one, hopefully run by devotees, because it can kind of grow on the ground, so to speak, and spread in this way. But teachers, okay, so you might have teachers in traditional book production, and well, those who are interested in that, maybe they can later go further, work for the BBT if they want to. That's the idea. Not that we're trying to build a house where everyone should stay forever, but a kind of small footprint platform. And yes, the foundation may have a building, a studio, educational facilities. But that's basically it, because it should simply be focused on that, not on maintaining top-heavy institutions. Production, Sankirtan, spreading transcendental knowledge. So teachers in music, how to play, how to produce film music, all kinds of music, Hare Krishna music that can be spread far and wide, and how to spread it far and wide.
I'm gonna throw here,
so. Oh, sorry. Distribution, video production, cameras, light, audio, radio production, podcast production, how to do that properly, how to set up your own home studio, being part of producing. But then also the distribution, how to distribute books, how to distribute YouTube videos, or whatever we call them. I mean, videos, podcasts, films, get them out to the audience. That's an art in itself today. And it always was. So teachers who know how to do that. And if there are no teachers, then, well, learn by doing it and become a teacher. teachers in, I mean, we can go on like that in drama, script writing, theater performance, painting, drawing. My sons are studying animation, old-fashioned, good old 2D animation, game development. I have ideas for Krishna conscious games. And I'm sure there are lots of ideas out there. So, yeah, so we have positions for all these, like us, who can work there as teachers, teaching the young ones or other old ones who want to have something better to do. But then students in all of those fields working on projects that are actually being published out there for real, not just little school projects that are then thrown in a box. Because that's the best way to learn. You develop a portfolio and it's good for a student to work like that. And if that foundation, the Sankirtan Foundation, becomes a bit known, then you got a good reference there, good background. Yes, I was educated by this foundation and I was part of producing this and that and this and that. Link, 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 link. I did that, I wrote the scripts, or I did the camera work, or I did this or that. There are so many fields of work that are included in media production. I mean, just look at the end screens of a film, a movie. Storyboard writing, that's what my boys are right now making. To present, applying for school, and so on. So, in other words, there is room for a bunch of people with different natures. But it's all centered around Sankirtan. Others are better managers, administrators, know how to take care of finances properly, honestly, true to God. The way companies in Sweden, proper good ones, are run and all that. Because it should all run like a good, honest to God, and very trustworthy, reliable Swedish foundation. All the funny, crazy projects we did when we were young, well, they were just for learning by mistakes. That's how I see it. So, and a few of us have now these. Us all this have now experience with actually working professionally in this Swedish society, which is, I can tell you, it's a valuable experience because it's a different world and a much more stable and practical and comfortable world to work in, with some addition of Krishna consciousness. alone. And of course, the way I see it, the teacher should get a fair salary and the students get their stipendium, what do you call it? Anyway, translate stipendium to English. And then we have the patrons, the sponsors of the whole show, who can sponsor the foundation in general, sponsor Sankirtan in general. Because part of this Sankirtan Foundation is also, and I would say at the center of it, due to sentiments from the founders, is the promotion of and spreading of and distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's books. Not production of them, that is done by the VBT, but distribution of them in one way or other, and the spreading of Harinam Sankirtan, like we already started. Putting it there on sankirtan.se, the time and place for Harinam in Stockholm, and that can be for other cities and towns too. And oh, you want to come and visit the temple? Well, there are Sunday feasts here and there at that time and so on. So all this spreading of transcendental knowledge and of Harinam and Hare Krishna mantra and the Krishna consciousness, including the Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON, is promoted there. And all Vaishnava group, all those who do Sankirtan, meaning, well, I think we need to establish maybe the essence, more essence of that word, not just that Sankirtan means going out in the street with a bag of books or something like that. And that's what we talk about as Sankirtan 2.0, which is not something changed or invented or concocted, but I would say a more mature understanding of what Sankirtan really means. It's a Sanskrit word that means something. So we got administrators. Not a big, again, top-heavy administration. Lean and effective, efficient. And so on. I think I continue just adding something to this and make a little document for whatever it's worth, just so that we are on the same page.